another episode of Snaps and Golf Claps. How are you guys? How's everything going? I hope you guys are doing well. I hope your week is off to an incredible start. I know we're winding up and we're getting to the end of a year, and I feel as if I say this every year, and every year I say this more often, but this year actually flew by. I feel like every year post-2020 has flown by, and I don't have much memorability off the top of my head. I was talking to one of my friends about this a couple of weeks ago, where I was like, maybe the reason why time felt slower as a kid is because we had a lot more going on. We had a lot more memories. We were doing things. We were at school. We were playing. And as you get older, you get so sucked into the monotony of life and the day-to-day and the same thing every day that it makes life feel like a blur, because everything feels like one big old day. And so I wonder if the antidote to feeling like the year went by fast is create more memories. And I know it's hard, because as people get older, it's hard for people to do things. And a lot of us, at least maybe I speak for myself, but I feel like a lot of people can relate to this. You become a bit more to yourself. And if you have a family, or if you're married, have a significant other, whatever the case may be, you kind of become more to yourself with those people, which there's nothing wrong with that. But you have to be more intentional about creating memories. Whereas as a kid, it was every day was a new memory. And this isn't my reflection episode yet, because I am going to do another one of those like I did last year. But I've been in a reflective period, I feel like, this whole year, honestly, but especially these past maybe 3 months. Like I've alluded to in prior episodes, I had a few things happen in my life that have forced me to have to examine my life in a real way, as well as myself. But I've been reflecting a lot this year, or these past 3 months or so. And I think in the past, I would fight a lot with myself, like internally. I would always try to postpone an internal, like, evolution, for lack of better terms, until the right moment. Like, I feel this burning desire to do something, and I would try to suppress it, or to be something, or to embrace a certain part of myself, or whatever the case may be, and I would try to, like, suppress it until the time was right. Like, hey, harness that energy somewhere else. And a lot of it was because I spent so many years suppressing my creativity. And so the past couple of months, I have reconnected in a very deep way with my creativity. I've gone back to and revisited old mediums that I haven't really touched much. Like, I haven't drawn in ages, like for real drawn. And not that I'm drawing with an aim, but it's like just to get something out. So whenever I do feel this overwhelming feeling, instead of being like, hey, harness that somewhere else, I just go grab my sketchbook and just draw whatever comes to mind. And what I realized through doing that, and also other creative mediums, like I've really gone deep into graphic design as well, and I'm really enjoying that too. But it's the only time my mind feels quiet. And it's the time that I feel the most present. And one of my friends said this about 6 months ago. We were doing a retreat with some of the homies. And she said something that really stuck with me. And I keep telling myself this. And it's, be where your feet are. And that really resonated with me at that moment. But it has been resonating more and more as time has progressed, especially recently. So I've been very intentional about being present. And it's been rewarding in a lot of ways because I'm kind of tired of living anywhere that's not where I'm at right now. I'm tired of living in the future. I'm tired of living on the internet. I'm tired of living in anything that isn't what I got going on right now. We have gotten so comfortable with escapism where it's just a normal thing. Like, no one embraces their feelings. And I want to preface with, I'm intentionally using absolutes. I know people embrace my feelings. Or not my feelings, but I know people embrace their feelings. But for the sake of this conversation, I feel like the masses don't embrace their feelings. Everybody's looking for a way out. Anything that's a little uncomfy, you're immediately pulling up your phone, checking the email. Like, you haven't received an email in weeks, my brother. What are we looking at right now? But it's like that discomfort of like the need to always have to be trying to find a way out. And it's like, do we just sit with ourselves anymore? Like, is that socially acceptable to just sit with yourself? And you don't always have to be doing something. You don't always have to be consuming something. We are absolutely, like, we are beyond overconsumption. And it reflects heavily in our society and everything. Like, materialism is through the roof. Attention spans are in the floor because of the overconsumption of information, and it's not quality information. Like, I don't believe we're supposed to have access to so much stuff at all times. I think that we're going to be seeing a lot of evidence of what that does to the human mind sooner rather than later, as soon as people stop profiting off of it. Oops. But it's the truth. Like, we have been so hyper-consumed by everything outside of us that being within ourselves, within our own space, our mind, our bodies, our homes, we can't handle it. We have to be doing something. And that's just not realistic. That is not how the human brain works. And I think that, like, the minute we are not being consumed by something, or consuming something, we immediately feel like something is wrong because that's become so much of the norm. And that's a problem. That's a big problem. Because what happens if that gets taken away from you? Then what? Our brain, our body, the human body is such a fascinating vessel. And one of the things about the human body, the mind included, is the human body is an adaptation machine. The thing adapts to whatever we throw at it, which is good in certain situations, but it's also bad because its job is to receive information and do what it has to do with that information in order to keep us alive. So if we have told our body, our mind, that we need to be stimulated at all times, and then all of a sudden we remove said external stimulation, I think it's safe to believe that then it throws internal stimulation. So that's when you start overthinking about stuff in your brain and you start thinking about this and what about this and what about. And that is why it's important to have a intentional mindfulness practice or presence practice. It doesn't even have to be anything crazy. Like, I think people talk about meditation a lot, and all meditation is a period of presence where that's your only goal. And it's not even a goal. It's just what it is. But it doesn't have to be this thing where you close your eyes and it doesn't have to be that. It can literally be, hey, go sit outside real quick, touch grass, literally or figuratively. Sit outside, take a few deep breaths, and just look around. Take in the scenery and be in presence. Granted, that is not a specific meditation practice, but it is mindfulness. It is presence. It is practicing that thing. So one of the things that I like to do is if I'm on a walk outside, I've been going unplugged, and I've been doing that pretty much this whole year. For the most part, sometimes I'll listen to a podcast, but most times I take them off halfway because I'm just like, I want to be here. Like, I'm yearning to be present. The thought of being anywhere outside of my body feels wrong in this chapter of life. And that may be a bit, I don't know. It's like, but I feel called to be present. So, anyways, and I just walk outside. And while I'm walking outside, I'm looking around, trying to see what I can listen to, right? The rustling of the leaves, the birds singing, what I can feel, right? The rocks beneath my feet. I can hear the grass crunching under my feet, what I can smell, the smell of the outdoors, what I can see, the greenery. Right now we're in a transitory period seasonally, so it's a lot of beautiful colors in the trees. And that makes me feel like I'm here right now. I'm here right now. I'm present. I'm active in my life right now. And once I feel that, I take a few deep breaths and I keep walking. Inevitably, my brain drifts off. I start thinking about, oh, what I got to do this, I got to do that. But I also don't always stop it, because when I'm present, I have some of my best ideas. So if it is an idea and it's not an overthinking thing, I let it happen. I let it happen and I build it up in my brain, but all whilst taking moments to just come back and be like, hey, all right, hey, we're here. We're here. And the world around us, like our immediate surroundings, are truly beautiful. And I think that doing things like that really makes time feel like it's slowed down quite a bit. And it makes you feel like, okay, I'm here. And making that your baseline, making that who you are on a day-to-day, and being present in your day-to-day, I think is what helps us slow down time so it doesn't feel like a year goes by in 3 months. Be present in what you're doing. And I know that's difficult, because I also realize I use information as a crutch, or I've gotten into the habit that when there's a task that I don't enjoy, or if I've had a long day and I kind of need to turn my brain off, I'll put something on, like I'll watch a podcast on YouTube, or I'll listen to a podcast on my headphones, and I justify, like, well, at least it's information. But it's not information. Like, I'm not learning from it. I'm not being educated. It's just noise. And at that point, I might as well just be scrolling on Instagram, because all I'm doing is creating noise, so I'm not thinking about the overstimulation of the day, or the stuff that is bothering me, or whatever the case may be, or the stuff that I don't like. I don't like washing dishes, but I also don't like having dirty dishes. So something that I do to help me wash dishes is I put on some YouTube and I watch YouTube while I'm washing dishes. But it's like, maybe washing dishes would be more enjoyable if I'm actually present, and maybe going through a gratitude practice in my head, or I don't know. So I'm a work in progress always. Like, I'm not going to sit here and say I'm perfect, because I'm far from it, but I am trying to be better every single day. And I know that being present is the start. And in this next chapter of my life and everything that I have planned, I'm trying to be myself fully. I want to feel fully. I don't want to escape from any part of me. I don't want to be anything that I'm not. I don't want to suppress any part of me. Today I had a moment on a run and I went without headphones. I've been doing that quite a bit on my shorter runs, and I felt a teenage version of me coming up emotionally. Like, I was going through like a teenage rage mid-run, and it was causing my breathing to be erratic. My eyes started watering up, and I wasn't really sure where it was coming from. And my immediate reaction was shut that down, like focus on your run, shut it down. But then I was like, nah, what do you need right now? Why is that even coming up right now? So I just took it as a place and a time to be there for teenage Sachi. For whatever reason, that version of me wanted to be heard at that moment. So mid-run, I'm checking in like, yo, what's going on? Why is this coming up? What is happening? What are you feeling? And I started just like self-therapizing mid-run and speaking life into the teenage version of me, that version of me that struggled with feeling seen, that did things to feel seen, to feel loved, to feel understood, and was frustrated with herself a lot. And so I, instead of turning that off like I would in the past and just turning on some music, I sat with it, or I ran with it, but but I sat with that and was like, okay, cool. By the time I knew, I was at the end of my run and I felt so much better. And it was like, that's what I want. I don't want to run away from myself anymore, because that is a part of me. Like I've said in the past, every version of you still lives within you and needs you. That version of me that came out today needs who I am today. And for me to shut it down and ignore it, I'd be doing the same thing that was getting done at that time. And I'll never be able to heal that part of me. So I say all of that to say that, like, we should want to be fully present within ourselves. And I'm starting to believe that that's the only way to really become your most authentic self, is seeing your flaws, seeing the pain, seeing all those things and embracing it. And even though it's not easy at times, because there are certain things we don't want to face, it's always worth it. It's not always easy, but it is always worth it. So I hope and pray that in this, as we're wrapping up this year, you guys take the time to really be present and give every version of yourself what it is that it needs from you. Don't suppress yourself anymore. Don't suppress any part of yourself anymore. What do you need from yourself? And like I stated, I believe it was last week or the week before last, what my homie and I keep saying is, who are you for you? And I think that's a really important question that we have to ask ourselves in everything that we do. Who are you for you? Anyways, guys, if you like this episode, please do me a favor and share it. Make sure you tag @snapsandgolfclaps. And yeah, guys, I appreciate you guys. I love you guys very much. Thank you so much for continuously supporting the pod. I hope you guys have a great rest of your week. And as always, be a little better every day. Thank you, guys.